Welcome to the 2025 Lenten Prayer Challenge podcast for St. Raphael Catholic Church in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. My name is Sarah Scheinemann, and I serve as the pastoral associate here at St. Raphael. Throughout this Lenten season, we've been encouraging everyone in our parish to pray for 10 minutes a day with Scripture. And then on this podcast each week, I'm giving a tip for how to do that, as well as praying with the gospel reading for the upcoming Sunday. It's already almost the fifth Sunday of Lent, which is hard to believe. Our gospel for the fifth Sunday comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, and it's one of my favorites. But before we dive in, let's just pause for a moment to begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of the Lenten season, for the ways that you have met us already through our prayer, through our time with your word, through our celebration of the sacrifice of Mass, for all the ways that we are seeking you and all the ways that you are seeking us. We give you thanks. And we ask today for our hearts to be attuned to the voice of your Spirit speaking to us through your holy word. Come, Holy Spirit, and be our guide for this time. We offer these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So when I started off this podcast, I shared the four R's of praying with Scripture. And I thought as we're reaching the end, or getting closer to the end of the Lenten season, that it would be a good time to return to those four R's once again, because repetition can be helpful to us as we're growing in our spiritual lives and growing in our understanding of how to pray with Scripture. So the four R's are read, receive, respond, and rest. And briefly, we start by reading the Scripture to seek to understand what's being said there. Then we seek to receive from the Lord, who's always wanting to give something to us. And he's speaking to us through his word. So what do we hear? What does he highlight for us today? Often that's through a word or a phrase, something that stands out to us that really speaks to our hearts and to our situation today. And then we respond. So we've heard a little something from the Lord. What do we want to share back with him? How does that message for us make us feel? What does it cause us to think, to give all those thoughts and feelings to him, to share with him about what's happening in our lives and how it connects to his word, and to simply be honest with him about what's happening within us? And then the final R is to rest. And that's the invitation he sometimes gives us to simply be with him. Maybe there's not a whole lot happening, or it seems like there's not a whole lot happening in that moment, but it's the peace and the goodness of simply being with the Lord, resting in him, resting in his word, as we would with a close friend who we simply enjoy being with. So keeping those four movements in mind, read, receive, respond, and rest, we'll pray with the gospel for this upcoming Sunday. So I'll begin by reading. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away, one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord. So we've read the passage, and now I would encourage you, if you'd like to, simply pause the podcast and go back for a moment. Look again. What stands out to you? Is there a word, a phrase, a verse, something in the interaction between Jesus and the teachers, maybe, or between Jesus and the woman? What strikes you from this passage? So bring that to mind, hold it in your heart. And then next, consider the question, why? Why does that stand out to you today? Is there something in the experience of the woman or of Jesus that connects to your own life? That speaks to maybe a difficult situation you're experiencing? Speaks to the longings of your heart in some way? So if you had a moment to bring those things to mind, the next step would be to talk to Jesus about that, to share with him what you're thinking and what you're feeling. And I'll just maybe highlight a few things that are speaking to me today from this passage. One is that I'm so struck by the way that Jesus treats this woman with dignity, seeking to restore to her the dignity that she has lost through not only her own sinful choices, but also the ways that others are treating her and condemning her. So we see Jesus in his love and kindness, not joining the voices that are condemning her. The teachers of the law are trying to trip him up, and he doesn't fall for their trick. He doesn't get entangled in their conversation and desire to condemn this woman, but instead he gently focuses on her in a way that is loving and kind. And he does that, I'm struck by the phrase, left alone with the woman. So the men who'd brought her to Jesus were wanting to condemn her. They were, I just kind of imagine, a little bit like a pack of wolves trying to tear her apart and wanting to tear Jesus apart in the process as well, and using her to do that. And those condemning voices are loud, and maybe there have been times in your life where you've felt those condemning voices. Maybe they haven't been literal voices, but sometimes the voices in our own heads can be pretty loud and pretty angry at us. And so Jesus dissipates all of that. And the condemning voices, one by one, disappear. They walk away. And we're left with that phrase, so Jesus was left alone with the woman. And in that being left alone, there's an opportunity for his love and his mercy to be shown really beautifully and powerfully to her. So in your own life, as you think maybe about those condemning voices, whether they're external or internal, perhaps a gift to ask for from Jesus is that those voices might be quieted and you might be left alone with him, the one who is pure and infinite love, who will look at you with compassion even in the midst of your worst sin or your worst day, who will not condemn you, but who will also encourage you to be your better self, to go and not sin anymore. So that seems to me like a beautiful place to come to rest with Jesus alone, to let him gaze upon you for a moment during your day with love, to realize that he does not condemn you, but that he also doesn't leave any of us where we are. He's always encouraging us and inviting us to be better, to be the people that we were created to be. So rest with him in that knowledge of his love, which transforms us. So thank you for joining me for this podcast. We'll have one more in this Lenten series next week as we look at Palm Sunday and approach Holy Week. I hope you continue to have a blessed Lent, and I will see you again soon. God bless.